Hello and welcome to the Institute of Leadership and Management's weekly podcast, where we discuss some topical leadership issues. This week, we're focusing on events up until the 18th of January 2019. My name's Nick Scott, and I'm an economist and academic working with the Institute of Leadership and Management, and I'm joined today again by Kate Cooper, the Institute's Head of Research, Policy and Standards. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Nick.
Our first news story this week reflects on the widely reported imminent retirement of Andy Murray, forced out of competitive professional tennis by persistent injury. His sporting achievements have been widely reported and appreciated, but his role speaking out effectively as an ambassador for female participation in sport may have come as a surprise to some. So, Kate, what do you make of Andy's time in the public eye?
Andy, like many other sports people, and I'm thinking perhaps particularly of David Beckham, grew up in the public eye. And initially, young, impetuous, not able to control their emotions terribly well, then matured and became great ambassadors for the sport. And I think particularly Andy is so well regarded in how he does speak up for equality with women's tennis. And he's has huge integrity that has grown, developed and has shone through as his career has progressed. The quality of the relationships that he's had with the people that he's worked with, the amount of respect that he has gained from those people, that's where he's going to be easy to work with in the future. So when they want commentary on tennis, when they want more than just the name and the fame, Andy will be a go-to person because of his values, his integrity and his passion for the sport, not just for his participation in the sport.
Of course, many leaders in business are also forced into premature retirement for a range of reasons. So what can people in this position do to try to ensure an ongoing legacy, which can continue to inspire once their days at the forefront are over?
I think that's a bit like the question, when's a good time to plant a tree? 10 years ago is probably the right answer. Whenever you start out on your career, you have to treat people with respect. Never know when you're going to meet them again, because you're going to be judged essentially in the long term by how you treat people. Are you a pleasure to work with? Are you somebody that colleagues are pleased to see? Are you somebody that you, when you've worked with them, you've left feeling that was a great person to work with? And that's the legacy that you, bit like going back to the example of the tree, you can't plant it overnight. That has to be built up over years.
A fresh Hollywood HR controversy broke out last week when it was announced that John Lasseter would return to a frontline leadership position at production company Skydance only 6 months after he was forced to leave his previous high-profile Disney Pixar position for inappropriate touching, hugging and kissing. The hashtag MeToo-inspired campaign group Time's Up have taken exception to this, stating that hiring someone who hasn't really demonstrated remorse or changed behaviour is, in effect, condoning the original abuse. So, is rehabilitation possible?
Of course, people can change, develop, be different, understand the mistakes that they've made, weaknesses that they have, and decide to change them. But the difference between what one says and what one does is really important here. And however heartfelt or genuine seem to be the expressions of remorse, I think the only way for John Lasseter or anyone in a similar position is to demonstrate they've changed by doing it. They have to build up a new track record. They have to find ways of forging new relationships with people that aren't based on this rather curious power dynamic that they obviously took advantage of in the past. So in my opinion, too soon to put him back in such a high profile position. Let him have demonstrated in a much more low key way that he genuinely has changed.
Well, it's since emerged that Skydance asked for Time's Up opinion in advance, and it may be that high-profile media companies feel the need for this kind of external validation. But generally, should leaders and managers be able to stand by their own sound judgment on ethical issues?
when one is selecting, one has to find the systems and processes that one trusts and one believes in. And they might not be the traditional interview. They might be something much more robust, requiring many more referees, going further back in people's employment history. We're so used to current employer and one other providing references for people, or maybe in certain situations, references aren't even required at all. So the onus is HR departments, recruitment agencies to really undertake due diligence when it comes to selection.
The issue of demanding irregular hours and how it impacts upon self-care was discussed in a Times interview with the newly appointed head of the bar, Richard Atkins QC. Atkins noted the widespread view that lawyers are effectively on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with technology facilitating this call on time. And he called for new protocols. For example, emails received after 7 in the evening could legitimately be ignored until 9 the next day. Now, obviously, lawyers are not alone in this regard. There are many other occupations that operate non-standard hours. But what safeguards can individuals employ if the norm places their well-being under duress?
Well, it's very difficult if there's not a degree of openness, honesty and transparency about expectations. If on appointment you're told that the expectation in your position is 14 to 16 hour days, the individual then has the opportunity to say, well, this isn't for me, this won't fit in on the other demands on my time. When they're in position, or maybe circumstances and situations change and unreasonable demands are put upon them, they're in a much more difficult position because you're negotiating with people that you actually work with and know quite well. And the idea of refusing something that your manager, in this instance, thinks is a reasonable request is a very difficult situation that none of us like to be in.
Well, Atkins makes the specific point that these unreasonable demands disproportionately impact upon diversity in the workplace. Parents, carers and others with demanding lives who can't or won't respond to out-of-hours calls on their time are likely to find reduced opportunities for advancement. Surely if this is the case, it makes it an employer's responsibility rather than an employee's.
It is the employer's responsibility to create working environments that are reasonable and recognise that unrealistic work demands in the longer term have a detrimental effect. I don't see it as an equal opportunities in quite the same way Atkins does, because it's almost saying those of us that have a good excuse to leave work because of our caring responsibilities, that's okay. But for the rest of us who don't have these caring responsibilities, maybe we should be staying longer. And of course, it's good for everybody to have reasonable work-life balance and to be able to manage all the spheres of their life, not just for particular groups.
Well, thanks very much for that, Kate. Perhaps you could tell us something about what's coming up on the Institute LM agenda in 2019.
Yes, certainly. We're kicking off our conference series this year in Belfast. We've already got many registrations for that on the 12th of February. The theme of our conferences this year is the future of and for leadership, and we're exploring that from many angles. Please do come along if you can get to Belfast on February the 12th. And then we're in Leeds in March. So lots of opportunities to meet other members and to really think about what is leadership going to be like.
Well, thanks very much for that, Kate. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for this week. Please go to the website www.instituteLM.com to find out more about the Institute of Leadership and Management. And please subscribe to this podcast series.